DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 26th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And the Palestinian people can exercise their right to freedom.
Kamala Harris signals shift in US policy on Gaza, and Dublin businesses angry over car ban. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kamala Harris says she had a frank and constructive talk with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the war in Gaza. Speaking after the meeting, the US Vice President and expected Democratic presidential candidate said she supports Israel's right to defend itself, but she added how it does so matters before indicating she wouldn't turn a blind eye to the devastation in Gaza.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. The images of dead children and desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety, sometimes displaced for the second, third, or fourth time. We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies, and I will not be silent.
Dublin businesses have expressed their disappointment at the decision to roll out the city's new transport plan on schedule. The City Council made the announcement yesterday, despite forceful opposition from a number of firms concerned over a drop in trade. From the 25th of August, private cars will no longer be allowed to travel along the quays at Bachelor's Walk, Burkey and Aston Quay during the day. Head of Retail Excellence Ireland, Jean McCabe, says the decision will leave businesses feeling ignored.
It's a shame that retailers' concerns weren't considered, especially when you see that retail is the backbone of the economic landscape in Dublin City and is so valuable into delivering that experience. There are a lot of unanswered questions, and while we acknowledge DCC made amendments to the original plan based on meeting the disability groups, it's a shame that we're having this conversation today.
Meanwhile, the Minister of State for Business, Enterprise and Trade has accepted Dublin City Council's decision not to delay launching the new transport plan. Eimear Higgins had called for the strategy to be paused in June, concerned over its impact on trade and employment. Junior Minister Higgins says she's satisfied there will be sufficient monitoring of the plan's success by the oversight body.
Most importantly, it's meant the establishment of a group chaired by the Lord Mayor James Gagan that's going to monitor the impact of these changes to the city. And that group's going to include businesses. And I think that's a really good step forward in terms of better, meaningful consultation, not just now on this, but into the future too.
Gardaí want to protect members of the force from commentary made on social media. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, says there have been direct social media attacks on individual Garda members over the last 10 days. He says they will pursue those in terms of investigation and report to the DPP. Drew Harris says extremism here is coming from outside the country, causing problems like last week's Coolock violence.
I would say there are actors who are trying to influence what's happening here in Ireland. Ireland has become a centre of attention because of incidents like Coolock, and they then are seeking then to further ferment that and to provide their advice in terms of, you know, your tactics, what you should do next, your tactics for dealing with law enforcement, as they might say it.
SIP2 is seeking what it says is an urgent meeting with Viatris due to the planned closure of its plant in County Cork. 200 jobs are to be axed at the site in Little Island when it closes in 2028. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The planned closure of the Viatris plant at Little Island is being described by SIP2 as a shocking development for its members. The union's representatives have asked for an urgent meeting with management of the pharmaceutical manufacturer. It'll result in more than 200 job losses when it shuts in 2028. SIP2 is describing the announcement as unexpected, and it wants to discuss all options with the company to ensure the future of operations at the site. It's calling for government intervention in a bid to save this plant at its jobs.
Consumer confidence has hit a 2.5-year high. Optimism has grown in July due to an easing of cost of living concerns, with more people now starting to splash their cash. The Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey shows they're also feeling more upbeat about the economy. Economist Austin Hughes thinks they'll be spending more as the summer goes on.
I don't think we've seen the gloom of consumers replaced by a boom, but I do think we're going to see a pickup in spending, in retailing, and particularly on holidays.
In entertainment news, Justin Timberlake is due in court in New York, charged with drink driving. American media reports he muttered, "This is going to ruin the tour," when he was pulled over by an officer too young to recognise the singer last month. At the time, his lawyer said he was looking forward to vigorously defending the star, who's due to perform in Poland tonight. And in sport at the Olympics, Ireland's men's sevens team won't be returning from Paris with a medal. They fell to a 19-15 defeat to Tokyo gold medalist Fiji in last night's quarterfinal at the Stade de France. Ireland's campaign isn't over, however. They'll play the United States on Saturday as they try to battle towards a fifth-place finish in the competition. The opening ceremony for the Olympics takes place along the River Seine tonight. Ireland's flag bearers are due to be revealed later this morning. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.